Craig Neiman is the CEO of the City of Greater Bendigo, and around this time each Thursday we catch up to find out what's going on in the Shire. Good morning to you, Craig.
Good morning, Robert. How are you going today?
Yeah, very well, thanks. We heard Emil talk in our news bulletins about the Elvis success and an update on the ticket sales. Just quite incredible, isn't it?
219,000 visitors through the doors of the Bendigo Art Gallery over the last 4 months. The Greater Bendigo population, 120,000, Robert. So nearly amazing. Double our population has gone through the doors. It's been our most successful exhibition yet. Grace Kelly was 153,000, Marilyn Monroe 143,000. So it's a significant uplift on those two. And we thought they were very, very successful. And a couple other stats, if I may.
Yeah.
67,000 of those people were first-time visitors to the gallery. So it attracted a very different audience, this one.
Mm-hmm.
86% were from outside of Bendigo. And 24,000 of the visitors came from interstate,
wow,
which included all states of Australia. And there was even some international visitors as well. So great outcome, great work by the gallery staff. But a lot of the city staff get involved in this right across the organisation. So well done to them. And well done to all the businesses that have taken up the opportunity and really got in the mood and the theme of Elvis. It's been a fantastic citywide event, and we really are very proud of what's been able to be achieved.
Yeah, most certainly. I think that 86% stat is one of the most important ones in terms of newbies to Bendigo, because hopefully,
yeah,
and again, we've heard in the news, hopefully that means that if they love the joint, they'll come back again.
Absolutely, absolutely. And Minister Dimopoulos, who was here to announce that number yesterday, also announced White Night will be on Saturday, September 3,
right,
in Bendigo. So those who will remember White Night a few years ago, I think there were 60,000 people in the streets of Bendigo that night. So put that one in your diary, everyone. Saturday, 3rd of September, White Night in Bendigo.
3rd of September, one of my ex-wife's birthday and the end of World War II. A coincidence? I think not. The city is to provide grants to local groups to host Christmas meal events. This is very important, and good on the city for doing this.
Yeah, thanks, Robert. Not everyone gets to enjoy a meal with their family at Christmas time, and so we've been trying to find new and different ways to support people who are a bit lonely at that time of year. We've had big events at the stadium or out at the All Seasons where we've had a couple of hundred people enjoy a meal together. COVID probably put those options to the side a little bit. So the last couple of years we've been providing grants to smaller community groups to host much smaller events, and they've been really successful and much, much more easier to manage and organise. So the city's providing $1,000 community grants to community groups who are interested in coordinating a community meal at Christmas time, sort of between that December 18 to 25 timeframe. So they're available through our grants website at the city. So welcome any community group out there that's interested in supporting a few people that don't really have a great Christmas, to provide them with a meal and get some people together and have a bit of fun over that Christmas period.
Yeah, lovely stuff. Now, work set to commence on the new oval surface at Tom Flood. When's this getting underway?
By the end of this month. So we've just awarded a contract for that work. And so we're going to take away the existing surface, put in some better drainage. It's not a great drainage area. It gets a bit waterlogged, particularly over the winter months. So put new drainage in, put new soil in and new turf. So that'll be from July to mid-November is the plan. So obviously that the sports surface and the cycling will be unavailable for that period. But hopefully we can get a great surface back on there, ready for the summer and for the Madison and so on next year. A lot of different groups use this. It's cycling, athletics, there's AFL junior footy, soccer, rugby, gridiron. The school athletics carnival's on there, and there's also a lot of community events and festivals, live music events, etc., held on there as well. So it's a really flexible space. Just got to give it a bit of an upgrade before we get into the summer period.
Yeah, okay. And finally, the city appointed Colliers to get a tenant for the Botanic Gardens Cafe, which would be fantastic when that's open again.
Yeah, so it's a new building. It's the facility that will sit between the old heritage gardens and the new gardens of the future. Probably a month or two away from being completed, Robert. So we're looking for a commercial tenant to come in and operate a food business, coffee, food during the day and of the evening. We think it's a fantastic and iconic setting. for a hospitality venue and something that will help support the people that come to the gardens, but also attract other people to come in there as well. So we're out in the market for someone that wants to run a great little business in there. So Colliers have been appointed to help us find the best tenant and get that locked away and get them operating as soon as we're ready to open up.
Yeah, both of those spaces are just magnificent. Love getting out there on a nice sunny day and just rambling around the place. It's fantastic.
Yeah. Yep.
Plenty going on, Craig. Hey, listen, always good to chat. And maybe another win for the Blue Baggers on the weekend. What do you think?
Big game. Geelong, Saturday night. So, tough one. But, yeah, hopefully we're up to the challenge, Robbo. It's going all right at the moment.
Well, I did this to Darren Fuzzard, so I better do it to you as well, mate. So.
We are Geelong, the greatest team of all.
Thank you, Robbo. Well, if I hear it today, I might not hear it Saturday night.
Oh, okay. Have a good one, mate. Talk to you next week.
Good on you, Robbo. Thank you.
Craig Neiman, City of Greater Bendigo CEO on the Wake Up Call, Gold Centre Victoria.